We're sitting in an olive grove, which is just off the main highway between Bethlehem and Hebron. And it's a Palestinian-owned grove, which has been in the family for many, many, many years. And it covers quite a sizable area. We're surrounded by settlements. Now, there are about three, four settlements surrounding us at strategic points. And, of course, the eventual plan is that all those four settlements will be linked together. And thus that will become totally an Israeli area. It's very depressing in many ways because the Palestinian who owns this land is gradually being forced off it. He's not allowed to repair his property, not at all. He has to get a permit to do that. And, of course, permits are not granted, so the property falls into disrepair. Not allowed to dig a well, because he has to get a permit for that. Permits are not granted. And the well he did dig was actually filled in so that he couldn't water his crops. That is the sort of policy that's being applied. Now, here there are a group of volunteers who are picking olives and planting olive trees also, to make the point that there is international solidarity with these people who are being forced off their land, and that in fact this land is still cultivated and still used by the Palestinians as it is. But of course then they face another problem, and that is their economic dependence upon Israel, where it's extremely difficult for them to get their olives and their tomatoes and fruit into market at an economic price because of all the constraints put upon them. This is a situation that I have to say I do find depressing. We often feel back at home that these people are just terrorists, and that's what's often said. It's far from the case. These are people who are occupied, who are in fact in the face of enormous, enormous pressures, acting in a very restrained manner, and yet at the same time trying to hold on to their livelihood and their land, which has been passed to them for generations. They deserve a lot more understanding, a lot more sympathy, and I have to say, a great deal more support. And I hope that we can do that, and we are doing it through YCare, helping them harvest their crops and helping them begin to at least eke out some livelihood.